From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Several rural California counties that appeared to dodge the coronavirus in the spring are now seeing some of the state's most alarming spikes in COVID-19 infections. But outside California's big cities, especially in conservative areas, the backlash against tough new restrictions is growing, and some sheriffs say they won't enforce health orders. Sutter County, about 100 miles northeast of San Francisco, logged one of the state's highest rates of positive tests last week at 20.2%, and neighboring Yuba County ranked close behind at 17%. They share just one hospital, Adventist Rideout Memorial, which is overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients right now. A spokesperson last week said it had no intensive care beds available, and staff were treating 50 COVID-19 patients after having none just a month ago. California is rolling out a voluntary smartphone tool to alert people if they spent time near someone who tests positive for the coronavirus. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the tool on Monday.
The California Notify app we're putting out is about an opt-in opportunity to allow people that you have been in contact with or have been in contact with you to be notified of potential exposure related to the transmission of this disease.
People can opt in to use the app starting Thursday. Officials say the tool does not track people's identities or locations. It uses Bluetooth wireless signals to detect when two phones are within 6 feet of each other for at least 15 minutes. 16 other states, plus Guam and Washington, D.C., have made available the system co-created by Bay Area companies Apple and Google. Most residents of those places are not using it. Health officials are encouraging people to stay home as much as possible in some parts of the state that have entered a second round of stay-at-home orders, including the Bay Area. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports on how to get outdoors during the lockdown.
Under the new state rules, when a region's hospitals have less than 15% capacity in their intensive care unit, the larger community is asked to stay at home. People can still leave their homes for fresh air, but they are asked to stay local, wear a mask, and stay 6 feet away from others not in their household. People should not travel long distances to play outdoors, according to the order. But Mario Lara, parks director for the city of Sacramento, says staying local doesn't have to be boring.
We would encourage people to stay within their local areas, use the parks that are within their neighborhoods and their communities, rather than traveling a further distance to access parks.
Lara suggests taking neighborhood walks, bird watching, and mapping trees and species while outside. Health officials hope the restrictions will slow the spread of the virus. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
A San Francisco police officer who shot and seriously injured a 25-year-old man last year has been indicted by a grand jury. District Attorney Chesa Boudin said that a grand jury on Friday indicted police officer Christopher Flores. Flores is the second police officer to be charged in a use of force case in less than a month. 2 weeks ago, Boudin charged former San Francisco police officer Christopher Semayoya in the fatal shooting of a carjacking suspect. Follow us at KALW on Twitter and Facebook, and click on KALW.org for more news from around the Bay Area and the world. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.